It was a dominant performance on home ice from start to finish for the South Delta Storm. The A1 representative team is BC Hockey's U18 Tier 2 provincial champions for the second straight year after a perfect four-day run at the Ladner Leisure Centre. The Storm blanked the Cloverdale Colts 4-0 in Wednesday night's gold medal game in front of a near-capacity crowd at the Ladner Leisure Centre. It was the host's sixth straight win of the nine-team tournament that saw them outscore their opponents 35-8 in the process, including 10-0 in the final two playoff games. A year ago in Campbell River, the run to gold was uncharted waters for an association that has only made a handful of provincial tournament appearances over the past decade. This time, the expectation from day one was returning to the top of the podium thanks to a solid core of returning players and some impressive talent coming back to play with their longtime friends again. The end result was the Storm being highly competitive as the lone Tier 2 team in Pacific Coast Amateurs' top flight for regular season play, then rolling through the playoffs. I'll be honest with you. I have been thinking about, repeating, since we were in the ferry lineup last year, coming home from Campbell River, said South Delta head coach Ken Priestley. I know we had a good team with a lot of people coming back. It was only a matter of just trying to figure out who else would fill the roles of those departing third years. The guys that did come back, with the rest of the third years and our first years, played exceptional. It really was a true team effort. We wanted to make sure we were the team to beat, as the host and the champions coming out of it. It didn't take long for this group to figure out that they had some talent, but it took a little bit longer for them to all play together. Once they got it, they were unbeatable. It was one of the key newcomers that set the tone in the gold medal game when Jonathan Milne opened the scoring midway through the first period. The former Delta IceHawk finished the championships with a team leading 16 points, including 5 goals. Fletcher Lucas and William McCallman added to the lead 52 seconds apart, and the suddenly reeling Colts needed to call a timeout to regroup. The three-goal cushion was more than enough for workhorse goaltender Brady McDonald, who would go on to record his second shutout of the day after South Delta's earlier 6-0 semifinal win over Penticton. Milne's twin brother Zachary rounded out the scoring in the late stages of the second period. It was the Storm's third win over Cloverdale this month after a 7-1 romp in the Pacific Coast Final Four playoffs, then a 3-1 triumph in round-robin play last Sunday. The Colts slipped past the Sea to Sky Bears 3-1 in the other semifinal matchup as Pacific Coast teams dominated the championships. Priestley expected a big turnout for the gold medal game, and his hometown didn't let him down. Ladner supports Ladner things. When we said that we were going to host this, we knew it was going to be a special event, added Priestley. It was a special night for a bunch of young kids that have immersed themselves in this sport for so long. Our graduating players got to go out playing in front of basically a filled arena. It was a lot of fun and a great atmosphere. The Storm Championship roster includes roster number 31 Brady McDonald, number 1 Sam Weinstein Smith, number 2 Owen Turpey, number 4 Jacob Jones, number 5 Hayden Clisby, number 6 Thomas Denny, number 7 Jack Callow, A. Number 8 Matthias McDonnell, Number 9 Jonathan Milne, Number 10 Owen Venier, A. Number 11 Tej Sims, Number 12 Thomas Cowan, Number 13 William McCallman, Number 16 Zachary Milne, Number 19 Kai Sloan, C. Number 88 Fletcher Lucas, Number 91 Cameron Trolland, Number 96 Dominic Dumas, Jacob Jope. Head coach, Ken Priestley. Assistant coaches, Tony Mara and Bennett Stoylan. Team manager, Bobby Venier.